On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
Tickets for Sunday's tribute concert for the victims of the Manchester terror attack have sold out in just 6 minutes. Ariana Grande will headline the show at the Old Trafford Cricket Ground alongside other stars including Katy Perry, Take That and Justin Bieber. Some fans who were at last week's show think it's too soon, but the organiser disagrees.
Life has to go on and, you know, we're very keen to demonstrate that life will go on, and the reality is we are planning a safe concert and we're going to absolutely deliver a safe concert. So security is at the top of everybody's list.
With just a week to go until we head to the polls to vote in the general election, we've been asking people in Kent what they think about immigration. All the big parties have announced their policies on the issue and Joe's been taking a look at them.
Those that have migrated to this country have made an immense, enormous and fantastic contribution to our society. Those nurses that came from Jamaica, those doctors that came from India.
It is right that we want to bring that migration to sustainable levels. We say those are in the tens of thousands because of the impact that that uncontrolled migration has on people, particularly at the lower end of the income scale.
Well, those are the promises being made by Labour, who are pro-immigration, and the Conservatives if they're elected. The Lib Dems aren't setting any limits and say they want to remove overseas students from immigration stats. Paul Francis is our political editor. He explains why the issue is so big here in Kent.
Immigration has obviously been a key issue for all the parties in Kent in recent years because of the well-publicised efforts of migrants to reach the UK from Calais, where they've had the jungle camp, which was destroyed last year.
Well, these people in Canterbury have been telling us what they think.
The country is only a small country, an island, and there's like so many people here already. So how's that going to work?
If they're here illegally and shouldn't be here, then obviously the right course of action should be done. If they're here and they're part of us, if you like, then leave them be.
Ivan is from Latvia and has lived in Kent for 9 months. He studies at Christchurch University in Canterbury and explains why he came to the UK.
Study programme, found studies pretty flexible and knowledge itself was higher level than I could receive back home.
Meantime, the Prime Minister has been criticised by her rivals for not taking part in last night's TV election debate. Theresa May sent the Home Secretary instead, insisting her time was better spent meeting voters. As always, you can follow updates from the campaign at kentonline.co.uk/election.
This is KMFM.
Tributes are being paid to a man who died after a jet ski accident off the Kent coast. 25-year-old Jordan Lupton was flown to hospital with serious injuries after it happened near Herne Bay at the weekend. His family say he was always smiling and they're heartbroken. It's come out a motorcyclist who died in a crash on the M20 was twice the drink drive limit when it happened. Philip John Baker collided with a tractor unit on the London-bound stretch between Hythe and Ashford last November. The court heard the 28-year-old had spent the night drinking with friends at a pub in Folkestone. Figures today show there were 361 reported sex offences against children in Kent involving the internet last year. That's a rise of 600% on 2015, when there were only 63. Sonia Utah is from the NSPCC. The charity is now calling on the government to take action.
Make online safety a key priority. Specifically, we want to see social networks regulated so that they can be held to account when they fail to protect children. And we also think that government needs to draw up minimum standards for internet companies need to meet to safeguard children.
And just days after it reopened following a massive refurbishment, an outdoor pool in Sheerness has been forced to close again. It's after several reports of children falling over at the paddling pool at Sheppey Leisure Centre over the weekend. It's now being given an anti-slip coating and should be back open soon.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Superb sheds. Mention KMFM for a 5% discount.
England's cricketers could really do with a wicket or two in their opening Champions Trophy match with Bangladesh at the Oval. They're being frustrated by Tamin Iqbal, who's approaching his century. A short time ago, Bangladesh were on 174 for 2 after 33 overs. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.